Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Evelyn. Can I ask you a question? You got a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a peach.
Well, I was just wondering, because I couldn't figure out why you would throw home when we've got a two-run lead. You let the tying run get on second, and we lost the lead because of you. Now you start using your head. That's not love. That's 3 feet above your ass. Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris. Rogers Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a talking pile of pig shit. And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. And did I cry?
No.
And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. No crying.
What's the matter, Jimmy?
What? She's crying, sir.
I didn't mean to do that.
Perhaps you chastise her too vehemently. Good rule of thumb. Treat each of these girls as you would treat your mother.
Anyone ever tell you you look like a penis with a little hat on?
Oh, you're out of here!
Oh, no,
right
no, no,
now,
no,
Jimmy,
you,
I heard
you
that!
Misunderstood. Ben,
you misunderstood me!
No, you can't throw me out for that!
Second,
no,
Jimmy.
You got a strike!
Right now!
The dental! The dental!
I can't believe
no one ever called you that before!
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, yeah!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh. My name, Osei Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Now listen to me. This game of baseball is only one half skill. The other half is something else. Something bigger. You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
A great slugger we haven't got.
A great pitcher we haven't got. A great ball club we haven't got.
What do we got?
Get me
the idea.
We've got hope. We don't sit around and mow. Not a solitary thought do we heed, mister, cause we've got hope.
Boys, I'm proud of you.
We're so happy that we're humming.
That's the hardy thing to do.
Ho, ho, ho.
Cause we know our ship will come in.
So it's 10 years overdue.
Ho, ho, ho. We've got heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course. But keep that old horse before the cart.
So what the heck's the use of crying?
Why should we curse?
We gotta get better, cause we can't get worse.
And to add to it, we've got heart. We've got heart. We've got heart.
Okay, Smokey Baby, let's go get him.
Right, Rocky.
Now, boys, don't forget what I told you.
You betcha, Benny.
Come on, Rocky, you tell him.
We've got heart, miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart.
Who minds them pop bottles flying?
The hisses and boos.
The team has been consistent.
Yeah, we always lose.
But we're laughing cause we've got heart.
From coast to coast, this is,
pardon me,
the Friday Possum Theme.
Touché away! Touché away! Touché away, touché away, touché turtle! Who wears a hat that sports a feather? Who's out no matter what the weather? Who ventures forth with his best friend, a dog? Who has been called the great corrector? Riding each wrong, he's our protector. Whose cry is heard from here to kingdom come? Oh, he does the good deed daily. Covers all the hemispheres, and he does it all so gaily. Man, he's the 1, 2, 3 Musketeers. So if you're in a peck of trouble, don't worry, Bob, 'cause on the double, touché away, touché away.
And like that, here it is, Friday Night Boss Man. Everybody's here, cool. Most excellent. So, yeah. It seems to me, okay, we're not getting Jerry Lewis. They had a Broadway revival of Damn Yankees in 95. And Jerry Lewis came in to play the devil and then went on tour with the Cher. I guess he enjoyed being live on stage and whatnot. Jerry Lewis? You know, I'll let you in on a secret. I think he was a bit of an exhibitionist. I don't know. It's my read on the cat. Well, welcome to Friday Night Possum. You're listening to the Grenache Network, which is just the thing we made up to cover everything. Basically, it's Mondays Possum and Friday's Possum. For no reason at all. For no discernible reason. Everybody's saying hi in the chat over there. That's nice. We've been getting together here for, oh, nigh on 40 years now. And, you know, my gosh. Old friends. Speaking of old friends.
You possum puss. Get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. and Gumby.
Grenache.
All right. Grenache.
Indeed. Grenache.
I just got a security threat thing coming up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my
not in your house. Not in your house. Oh, your computer. Nah,
afraid to tap it at all. Just going to close it up.
All right. It's like, you know, you get the security thing. The security thing at the front door is no goo, man.
Nah, it's no goo. This laptop's a piece of shit anymore.
Man, my laptop is like, wow, frustrating. Really slow.
Yep.
Don't be in a hurry to do anything, and don't try to do more than one thing at once. Because it ain't happening.
You don't want any part of it, your laptop.
No. I'll tell you what else was, you know, it's fucked up out of blue. But I, for some reason, I was in front of the TV tonight at like 6:30. And that's when all the networks have their news.
Yeah.
Network news, you know. And I have no truck against the network news. I don't think they're, you know, trying to convince us to take brain-altering drugs in the vaccine or something ridiculous like that. No, my truck with it is, it's like, it's got to be. And I'm going to sit down next week some night and log it. Because it seemed to me they had about 10, 15 minutes of content up against 15, 20 minutes worth of commercials. It was ridiculous. The last 10 minutes of the show, they had two real short stories. They couldn't have been more than 30. Well, the ending, you know, they always have to end with a human interest. And then before that, they had like a 30-second story. But in between, there were like 10 commercials. It's ridiculous. Man.
That's the news for you. Get it on the radio.
I don't know. Get the news
on the radio.
I don't know how they survive, man. How are they selling ad space? Like, who the fuck wants to sit and watch 20 minutes of ads, man? All about drugs, too. It's all, you know,
yeah.
Vitresta and Vimesta and Vicolester. God, and of course, cars, automobiles, trucks.
Uh-huh. Mostly drugs.
Eh. I don't know why, it's just really getting on my nerves. Like, oh, my God. Because I muted it, man. I'm like, oh, my God, not another one. Another one.
Well, they're sure up against the wall. Not many people are watching it anymore, man. They got the internet now, and they got all this other sources.
Yeah. I think they're dying dead, man.
Yeah.
I don't see how you can survive doing that. Who the fuck's going to watch that?
I actually thought they weren't dead.
Watch. Well, I'm going to watch one more time because I really want to. I swear to God, it couldn't have been more than 15 minutes worth of content in the half hour. It was wall to wall commercials, man. It was crazy. Honest to God, he goes, and we'll get back, and we'll tell you about this tragic thing in a moment. And then there was like five commercials, and then he came and he did like a 30-second bit on the tragic thing we'll never forget, and then 10 more commercials, and then the human interest story. Good night. Fucking bullshit.
There you go.
Speaking of fucking bullshit, Tab Hunter.
Yeah.
All right, come on,
what
man. Young Love. Tab, that Young Love. Come on, man. Oh, that's like, what, from the 50s, 56, 57, 50, maybe early that. 60s?
Yeah?
Young love.
Oh, our good right? song. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's been around for over 60 years now, or probably around 60 years.
You got to love Tab Hunter for his work with Divine.
Oh, absolutely. I got no truck with Tab. Oh, he says he's glad Posmar is mostly commercial free. Except for weird shit, yeah. And Applecheek says she records everything so she can fast forward. Now, that's how you have to do it, because if you're watching it live, it's just maddening. Actually, I could set up my TV to do that. All I'd need is a little flash drive, stick it in the side of TV, and program it to, like, you can go back, like, 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Do that, then. Or skip those shows anyway. They're not telling you anything.
I'll get around to it.
Tab Hunter had an affair with Anthony Perkins.
Hey, he was gayer than fuck, man. Wasn't he, Tab Hunter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ain't Anthony Perkins.
Applecheek says,
going at it.
Applecheek is asking if Jerry was bi. I don't know. Did he do Tab Hunter? Oh. Or did Tab Hunter do him? Now, wasn't Tab Hunter in Damn Yankees, though, right? That's the connection.
I don't know if I've ever seen that. That's one thing I might have missed.
Yeah, man. He was in that motherfucker. 1958. Ray Walston, I remember him. Tab's just, you know, pretty boy. So anyway, then he had the young man, the young teen idol song, Young Love.
Mm-hmm. Young Love.
Who's been sitting around here for 60 years, 62, I don't know, a long time, Young Love, and nobody's blown it up yet, till now.
You gotta write that wrong.
Till now, Diddy Mao.
Yes.
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine.
The bears are as fuck, the ass.
The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart.
Where's the paper towel?
Young love, first love, filled with true devotion.
Pull the string.
Young love.
guys.
That's Big Mamu.
Ah, that's a Japanese.
That's the Big Mamu. Were you crazy? That was a
No, that was Japanese, right. Man.
Japanese. Oh, okay.
And I was gonna apologize to the Japanese people. Because on Monday, Gigantor called them Japs, you know?
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
If you was a Jap, you'd feel different. But then I looked at my map of the world that shows who's listening. We got no listens in Japan, man, so fuck them.
Oh, okay, then.
Hey, what do you want?
There you go.
It's open season. Japanese and Dutch. But yeah, that was Japanese rock. I tell you, rockabilly is like the international language.
Yeah, shit. Bringing the world closer together.
It does. It transcends. Transcending shit.
That's it.
Okay. Looking for something cool to do for the roll call here, man. So how was your week, man?
It was all right, no biggie. Same old, you? You had nothing to do, didn't you?
Nothing to do, man. Wouldn't do nothing.
Nothing to do. Except watch some commercials.
Cut the grass. All
right.
Watched a bunch of baseball shit.
Good. Get your baseball on.
I worked on a flower bed. That's idiot's delight. Okay. I got this flower bed out back. It's just like ridiculous, man. It needs professional help, man.
How about your tomatoes? Anything going on there?
Yeah, actually, the two volunteers are looking. The one has flowers in that, so
okay, there
you get some freebies, man. Looking forward to that.
Green thumb going.
Yeah, man, not much, man. The lady next door, geez, whiz, she's got flowers, she's got tomatoes, she's got everything over there, man. I look like a chump. No. See, I used to put make Chet look bad, but she's making me look bad now.
That's good. She's
breathing
keep
up
life into that house.
No, she's a great gal. I like her a lot, man. I'm happy to have her for a neighbor. You don't want,
good.
Fuck nut for your neighbor, man. So. Alrighty, there they are.
All right.
Awesome lunch. We've had about 3 different people pop in and out for whatever reason. Well, 4, including
me.
Professor R.J. Gumby. Yeah. I don't know if they were disappointed that they got in or if they got here by mistake, but thanks for coming. Sure, it makes us look like we have, you know, a bigger audience. And, you know, hey, you Japanese are welcome to join in, man. Yeah. Come on, man. We love the Japanese, man. Love the Korean. Look at Gumby over here. Talking about love the Korean. Fucking he's Mr. Korean over here, man.
That's right. And COVID-19 kept me from going to Vietnam. I was supposed to go to Vietnam and visit my brother.
Oh, really? I had an ice pick in my ear when the draft board showed up. But that's a different story. Man,
speaking
I'm a
of
freshman
which,
in college.
I just see the deer hunter again. I've forgotten how long and tedious that fucking movie is.
I saw that. I was just going to say, in my freshman year, I saw that fucking movie, Deer Hunter. And Apocalypse Now, we saw them both. And me and my buddy were being, you know, blowhards at this party. I remember we had a bonfire outside, and we're telling these girls that we flew choppers in Nam. And they were buying it. I fucking barely had pubic hair, man. And they're like, oh, no way. Oh, yeah. It was rough going, but you know, Turned us into men. Had to be the worst line of bullshit ever. Good Lord.
Oh, I love it.
All right. And then, okay, the possum live. Apple Cheeks Alice is here, man.
Sweet Alice.
So good to see you.
Sweet Alice.
Always brightens up the lounge. By the way, we didn't close with those babes, so don't, you know, I was over whatever. The twoof. The sad truth. Apple Cheeks Alice. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
This is beauty. Because it wouldn't be shit without Dr. Cake. I need more Herb Alpert, man. More of these kicky ones.
Yep.
Bum, 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 ba-da-bum. Tell them what they've won, Johnny.
It sounds like
a pool table.
Cake show music.
Oh, man. Mr. Science has this cute. You talk about, like you said, my shed was big.
Which it is.
Thing, he's got a garage that is fucking huge.
Oh, no
shit. You could
shit.
Park, my God, you could park 10 cars in that fucking thing. It's a barn, basically.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
So he's got a pool table in there, and he's rigged up a bar. Man, he's been a busy beaver,
nice.
But, you know,
yeah.
He doesn't have a
nice
TV,
layout.
So you got to do something. Yeah.
No TV.
Guy does
huh?
not have a TV. No
good
TV.
God.
No TV in his, you know, garage playroom. No TV in the
no.
house.
No
he went
shit.
To bed the last night. He went to bed because he had to get up for work, you know. And I think, all right. And I'm sitting there looking at my gym crack for a half hour, like going, man, we're on two different planets, you know. I go to bed. Who doesn't like watching Bilko before they go to sleep? I don't know. That's just me.
It's unheard of.
Yeah. But that's cool, man.
Yeah.
He was bummed when I got the big screen in the front room. He liked the vibe. Conversation vibe. But, I'm a lonely man. I need my TV.
A
lonely old man. Plus, I got a haunted chair. It needs sat in for some reason.
Exactly.
Yeah. I blame it on a chair. Well, thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Chair.
Love of haunted chair, man. And there's Fjord Prefect.
Fjord.
Excuse me. Man, I've been phlegmy all day. Not to share bad tidings. But, man. Weird day today, man. It really was. Just,
What?
Strange
cutting grass?
Strange day. No, I did that yesterday. It was raining today.
Oh, okay.
I was looking for some guy this morning, like, somebody emailed me for a gig, you know, and I was already busy, and they're like, hey, man, you know this dude? I mean, you've heard from this dude? Because they know I know him, a friend of mine. But I really haven't heard from the guy since before the pandemic. Yeah, you know, what a good friend I am. And I was asking around, man. Nobody's heard from him.
Ooh,
I started to get concerned.
Yeah,
he's
really.
He's a good dude, and he's one of the good ones. So.
And you still have it? Still a mystery?
I got nothing. Everybody I know that knows him as well or better than me hasn't heard from him in ages. So.
No shit.
Ew.
Yeah, really. Especially around the time of the pandemic.
Yeah, I hope he's all right, man. He's one of my people that I rely on knowing because they're good people. I like, you know, I mean, if he was an asshole, I wouldn't care.
No. Okay. Well, he's a good Joe. He's a good egg.
He's a good Joe, man. One of the good ones, man. All right. Board Prefect is here. He has nothing to sneeze at. And, oh, he's nothing to sneeze at, except when he's wearing that one cologne. And he doesn't get any rain.
No rain.
A lot of rain in Ohio, man. We're flash flood warning.
Yeah, it was here. Nothing now.
Yeah.
We had it. We sent it to you guys.
Don. coming down. Well, yeah. And then we have the...
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, send Ford a few buckets of rain. Hey, while you're at it, about 30, 40 pounds of belly fat I could lend you. No judge. And there's other people's eyes, old pal.
Oh,
man. Trying to figure
eyes.
Out why people that are ambulatory, can get driver's license, can walk around, can open an umbrella in the rain, are stupid enough not to get the fucking vaccine, man. You know? What's that about?
It's a mystery.
Meatheads? Can you say meathead on TV? Yeah. All right, and let's see. Where is it? How about that?
Boner hose!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I knew you'd like that, because Professor R.J. Gumby, the, sinister minister of finance and parking over there.
Yes, indeed. Good to be here.
I wanted that cool organ thing, man. Where'd that go? Oh, well. I fucked everything.
Missing organ.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to redeem ourselves here. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Deck.
As the Beaver.
Here it is.
Look on yonder misty mountain, see the young monk meditating, rhododendron forest. Over dusty hills, I ask you, what it's been like being you. While levels you've been changing, getting a little bit better, no doubt. The doctor bit was so far out, looking through crystal spectacles, I can see I had your fun. Chewing out paperback reader, made the teacher suspicious about insanity. Fingers always touching, girl. To a level you've been changing, getting a little bit better, no doubt. The doctor bit was so far out, looking through all kinds of windows, I can see I had your fun. Looking through all kinds of windows, I can see I had your fun.
Yeah, who does that?
I don't know. Oh, Donovan does that.
No, was it Donovan? No shit.
That was Donovan. That was epistle to Dippy. Whatever the fuck that means.
Drug, baby.
I think that was the reason I downloaded it, and that's the reason why I played it.
Weird shit.
That's a weirdo. That's some of that Pippi the Dipstick. He was a pretty good guitarist, man.
Oh, yeah.
He was learning the Beatles there in India on some shit.
Yep.
Weird little cat, man. He was in the All You Need Is Love video, too, man. He was singing harmonies in the background.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yep. Donovan was there.
Okay.
Mick was there. I think Keith was there.
Yeah.
I think Keith Moon was there.
Hurdy-Gurdy Man is my favorite by him.
Hurdy-Gurdy? Oh, you got to love the Hurdy-Gurdy Man. Like
it was great in that movie, Zodiac.
I think we played Hurdy-Gurdy Man on here, man.
Yeah,
Donovan's
sure.
Possum worthy. I don't know why that is. Something about him. Probably the drugs.
Yeah. It's got to be.
Got to be the drugs. Let's see here. Finally got the gutters put on the house. And I'm not real happy with the gutter on the one side, so we're going to have to maybe redo that. Dripping.
You weren't cleaning it out? You were putting new ones up there? What were you doing?
Well, it's part of the roof deal. He said he'd do the front gutter.
Oh, okay.
Gutter bent up and shit. But he didn't put the same type of thing on there, and it ain't working out, man. We had the big rain today, and it was dripping off there. I'm like, that don't solve no problems for me there. So,
I get that fixed so you can relax.
The shit. Yeah. I just want, it's a fucking small fix, man. A zinc and a zinc with the little stretches of gutter, not a lot of gutter involved. And then I'm happy. You can go in peace. I'll go in peace. I'll live with the roof and everybody happy.
Everyone will be happy.
Just hopefully. Hopefully, if the meatheads bring the pandemic back, I get the Bernie Buck again. Because man, that was nice, man. You know, because when they cancel shit, I don't get paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. new. So might have to. Oh man. I don't even want to say this, but think about getting a job?
Good God.
Yeah. Yeah. But both the boys offered, they said I could work out, work at their place. So.
Yeah.
I could schmendrake with those schmucks from home. Wouldn't be bad.
Oh, that sounds good.
But it's like learning new things and, having to apply myself and not day drink.
Oh,
so, I got to think about it. I got to think about it. But actually, I was thinking about, I was talking about cutting out beer for a while. And if I cut out beer, I'm pretty much cutting out drinking. But I really want to drop the last couple of 20 pounds here, man. You know, I'm that close to, feeling good. It's a matter of 20, 25. I know, but, man, I don't even know how I did that. I don't know how I did that.
You were heavily into it.
My God.
You were the juice man.
Man, I did, two or three weeks of just fucking juice. That was insane. And then I didn't eat much for the next couple of months. I lost a shitload of weight then. Man, that's a tough one. Get into.
Well, it's no good if you get it back anyway. Get the weight back anyway.
No, I didn't get it all back. I was shit. I'm 60 pounds from where I was then. I'm 60 pounds lighter. Now then, yeah.
Good.
I think I lost 70 and gained 10 back. So.
Oh, shit. Okay. So,
yeah.
Hop back on the juice wagon.
I know. If I could lose another 25, man, I would be gold. I would be gold.
All right.
Carrying around too much weight, man. One more quickie? After that dreadful monologue there, or dialogue, that was...
Yeah, we need a quickie.
Before, you know, I just before anybody goes and gets the razor out of the medicine chest, try this on for size. Where is the quickie? I'm not even in the right area code for a quickie over here. All right. A quickie. Come on. Commodore, you can do better than this. Oh, my God.
I wonder if Japanese
what a nice segue. What a nice fucking segue. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for quickie. Try to guess who this motherfucker is.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. The whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Mermaid Minnie, met her down in Madagascar. She would kiss me anytime that I would ask her. Then one evening, her flame of love blew out. Blow me down and pick me up, she swapped me for a trout.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads, a whale of a tale or two, about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
There was Typhoon Tessie, met her on the coast of Java. When we kissed, I bubbled up like molten lava. Then she gave me the scare of my young life. Blow me down and pick me up, she was the captain's wife.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads, a whale of a tale or two, about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
Then there was Harpoon Hannah, had a look that spelled out danger. My heart quivered when she whispered, I'm there, stranger. Bought her trinkets that sailors can't afford.
Sailors can't afford.
And when I spent my last red cent, she tossed me overboard.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, man. A whale of a tale or two. Of the flapping fish and the girls I've loved. On nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Fucking egg.
Nice.
Double, no.
That's good, guys.
A triple. How awesome.
Yeah. That could be
you
a
can't go wrong. Academy Award winner, Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas, man.
Oh, Kirk. Okay.
Get on the trolley.
From that one movie, right? What movie was that?
30,000 Leagues Under the Sea or something like that? 10,000?
Okay.
I don't know, man. 20,000. 20,000.
There you go.
He didn't have a bad voice, man.
Yeah.
There is. He's playing that little guitar. It's almost like a ukulele, and it may be a ukulele, and he's got the striped shirt, you know. And was there ever a more macho guy than that son of a gun?
Not at all.
Gee.
For that little size. For the little guys he was.
I mean, nobody could kick his ass. He had to have been the baddest ass in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
I can't,
finally,
you know,
dead.
Gee, what? I know. Jeez. Took 105 years to kill the guy. I know.
Uh-huh.
He was just such a badass. He wouldn't go. I'm not going yet.
Uh-huh.
You know, the only reason why he died is because he said, all right, I'll die then. And then he died.
This is it. On his own terms.
He said he did. All right, fuck. He looked death in the eye and said, I'm not scared of you. Let's go.
That's right. I'm Spartacus.
Bad. Oh, he was definitely. A whole bunch of them were Spartacus, man. I was Spartacus for a minute. I'm like, man, I didn't sign up for no crucifixion, babe. Hey, count me out. I'm Commodore over here. Yeah. It's a bad gig.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Boo.
Oh, no,
there you go.
Man, I'll never forget how happy I was when I found this little snippet of the Devil's Gap. Oh my God, that's exactly what I need for a little thing I call 3 minutes you'll never get back.
All right. Looking forward to
this. So far, even the Donovan thing wasn't 3 minutes worthy. So we haven't played anything really. Like, they got a couple weeks ago, I flubbed up and remember that Klingon time.
That
yeah, that should have been the 3 minutes, man. That was I dropped the ball.
The 3 minutes is actually good.
Yeah, well, compared to the fucking Klingon thing, yeah.
Oh,
easy,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
Possum is subjective. All right. But, not to beat a dead horse. This is actually pretty good for 3 minutes, man. I can rock this, man. And so shall you all. So shall you all. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Hey, you guys. There's a dead horse over here. You should come over here. Maybe we can hit it. Maybe we can hit it again and again. That would be pretty cool.
I'm the rap game Nancy Grace. You should be ashamed of yourself. Don't show your face next to the thing you stole and claimed as your own. Just because you wrote your name on it doesn't make it yours. Just because you killed the horse, don't try to ride it. Don't even climb inside it. The warmth is gone, the horse is gone. Horse heaven? More like horse hell. Put the horse in a shell. It's a hermit horse. Like a fucked up crab, man. Pinch off your neck with my crab hand. You fucking thief. You edible piece of meat. Beat the dead horse. Beat it up. Go on, beat the dead horse. Beat it up. Yeah, beat the dead horse. Beat it up. Go on and beat the dead horse. Beat it up.
Oh yeah, definitely getting different results by doing the same thing again and again. Pretty creative.
Oh, you're a big man. Got in a fight with a big cold piece of ham. Horse ham. That's right, it needs salt. When you beat the shit out of dead-ass mammal, that's a scandal. Not a way to start a career. Not a reason to crack a beer. I'd slap the shit out your hand. Slap the shit out your favorite band. Horse, beat it up. Go on.
interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
You got that right. McDonald French fry guy.
I'm
at a loss for words. What's that?
I thought I was begging that 3 minutes. There you go.
I know. It was very hip, man. It's fucking extremely hip. Hope says I'm at a loss for words. It's not horrible, yet I don't know.
That's why it sums up perfectly.
It was
I
a
like
bitty,
the line,
man.
That's,
like...
no way, that's no way to start a career. Beat the dead horse.
I really liked that one.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. And it was a good 3 minutes. It was a perfect three minutes.
It was nonsense.
Who the fuck wants to listen to that? You know, but hey, it's a beautiful experience for one and all. One and all. All right.
It's possum.
In the Tab Hunter vein. No. No more about Tab Hunter. We're done with that. What do you think? You see this horse's ass, live horse's ass, Richard Branson. What do you think of that shit? Flying into space. Jeff Bezos and Musk are all in a space race. What's your take on it?
Nothing. They don't do what the hell they want.
Fuck
billionaires.
These
don't know what to do. Billionaires.
But that's it. I mean, what better way to illustrate Bernie Sanders' platform that there's an inequity in this country where we have, like, idiotic billionaires that have enough money to build spaceships and go into space, man?
Yeah.
That ain't right.
Well, if they're not doing that, they're wasting it on other shit. Albino tigers.
Well, how about tax the motherfucking shit out of them and give us goddamn health care? Give us some fucking health. You know, fuck these assholes.
I was griping
about health care. Mr. Science says, you're going to get it in a couple years anyway. I guess that's true. Medicare. But I think that ought to be for every fucking single person in this country. Ridiculous. And
exactly.
We can pay for it with these schmucks. Tax these schmucks. That fucking Bezos and Amazon didn't pay a dime in taxes. How is that? I had to give at least 20% of my take to the feds, man. That's a lot of scratch for
it. Pay taxes. You know that.
Yeah, small potatoes got to pay, but oh no, this big big banana over here, he's big. Time for this shit to end. Tax the rich or eat the rich, one of the two. Because we all, you know, we got to eat.
You don't see that happen anytime soon. It's the world we live in, Commodore. Bend over.
That goes back a long way, too, man. It goes back, Well, at least the government's doing something halfway reasonable.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, they're all Democrats. Go figure. They're gonna the marijuana descheduling plan. So they're gonna finally officially marijuana won't be as dangerous as heroin and shit. It's not, you know, puts me at ease. For all these years. Oh my God. Well, that's dodged a bullet there. And since it's like fucking legal, what happened? Yeah, I mean, it's just so stupid, man. Just drop a thing. All right, yeah, we were dumb and, you know, sorry. Guys legalized the shit.
Doing it.
Stupid. At least they're doing something. All right. Here's
a
revenge
bone
story.
Doing.
They're doing what?
They're throwing us a bone.
Well,
giving us that one.
Yeah, cause, well, nothing else can get done right now.
Yeah.
Idiots. So anyway, veer off politics and crap. Here's a revenge story.
Ah, yeah, I like a good revenge story.
You know, yeah, now people play out their lives online now, as we're doing right now. But, you know, this is a TikTok thing. And so anyway, this gal discovered her husband had been having an affair with their neighbor for several years. Or wait, well, several months. And he got her preggers.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's going to leave a mark.
Uh-huh.
So okay. she filmed it all for her online audience, and it got rave reviews. She took a pair of scissors and cut a hole in every pair of underwear, shorts, and pants that he owned.
That's it?
You know, in the crotch area.
Yeah.
And she put a note that said, since you can't seem to keep your dick in your pants, I thought I'd help you out. And then she mic dropped and left.
That's showing. That's showing. There you go.
So, good for her, man. And if that's the chick, man, that guy, I'd like to see the neighbor because she's fucking hot.
Yeah, guys are like that. They have something really nice, and they.
What the fuck?
I have no idea. I don't get it.
The thrill. It's
I don't
the.
Any,
the yeah, I
don't
want to
mention
defeat,
any names. You Grant, but you know.
God, she was. She was like the
God.
Ultimate babe at that point, and he's whoring around on third string.
Oh.
What the fuck? All right, McCormick, you know, the spice people. This is a job opportunity.
Yeah.
This is serious, and this is really cool. This isn't like the schmuck to schmuck. This is 3 months of work. You can get paid 4 months, $100,000 for 4 months' work.
Oh,
yeah. Very cool, man. You have to do it on a video to try out and get the gig. I've got a lot of ideas, but I don't have any ambition to do it. $25,000 a month, and you only have to work 20 hours. Well, yeah, 20 hours a week, man. Remotely from September to December. And all you're doing is eating taste testing tacos and shit, consulting on tacos. So what they want?
Okay.
They want you to showcase your personality and your passion for tacos. And then when they find the ultimate taco person, who is gone now, Jim Rockford was the ultimate taco guy. He was perfect.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's only $200 a day plus expenses. It saved money, but they if tacos are your true calling, now is your opportunity.
Is that something we should be telling GT Trenton?
Oh, my God, GT would be fucking perfect.
He could put on one of his Halloween masks or something. They want some kind of entertainment in the match. He's doing it.
Fucking
kind of personality.
Tacos and shit, man. Yeah. Yeah, he's a taco beast. Shoot. Well, he'll be here Monday, man. I won't erase this one.
We'll remind
GT, man. You got this is your gig, man. Dream gig.
That's him.
All right. Oh, this is my favorite story of the week. I love this. Where are we at? Okay, cool. A New Jersey house cleaner accidentally broke into the wrong home and cleaned up. This guy, he works at a liquor store. 27-year-old guy works at a liquor store, and he's cleaning homes on the side, you know, to make a little extra scratch.
Yeah.
And he's cleaning his buddy's house. And, he marked down an address wrong, and the key was under the mat. You know, so he spent 2.5 hours cleaning the house, and then he gets a call from his buddy Mark, you know, ask if he'd been able to clean the crib. He says, yeah, I'm literally in your living room right now playing with your cat and waiting for you to walk in. And his buddy says, dude, I don't have any cats.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good times, man.
Hey, can you imagine explaining that to the cops if someone came home and found them there and police came and all that? I was cleaning.
But the place probably looked great, you know? Man. He says, my heart, in that moment, I froze. My heart dropped. I was like, where am I right now? What is going on?
Did he leave a bell before he played it? I'd leave a fucking bell.
He said, well, the guy, oh, okay, it was close to the guy's house. He was close to the right house.
Oh, okay.
And the guy whose house it was arrived home before, you know, anything was known. He called his wife and said, you won't believe this. Someone broke in our house and cleaned the entire thing. Swiffer and all.
Did a good job.
Yeah. It doesn't say anything. I don't think he got any remuneration for this, man. But everything was cool, and he's like, you know, keeping him in mind for, you know, if he needed a cleaning fairy in the future. But
that would make for a good novel, a good thriller.
Well, he's trying to cash in with a T-shirt.
There's a dead body.
He's doing cleaning fairy T-shirts. No, that would be a great mystery, man. The guy goes to the wrong place and is cleaning up and finds a dead body. Dun, 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 dun. And then maybe he's accused of the murder.
Yeah.
Maybe he's accused.
Exactly.
Oh!
She bows out of there. That's a novel right there.
Yeah, that's the story. Where's Elmore Leonard when you need him? Daisies.
Poor Elmore.
Yeah.
Poor Dutch.
That bastard. You're going to die on us for. Suckers.
There may be another TV series based on Elmore's novel with Timmy Elephant.
No way.
Timmy Elephant, yeah.
I saw one the other day. I saw a Western the other day, another Western. It was him. I'm like, Elmore Leonard. Can't remember which one.
Okay.
Oh, it was Hombre. Hombre.
Hombre. Hombre, yeah. That's a good novel.
I didn't watch it. I just saw the beginning. Yeah. All right. Now, here's a stupid thing. New York finally legalized Sunday haircuts, which is nice.
That you're allowed to get haircuts on Sundays now?
Yeah. Governor Cuomo signed legislation Tuesday to get rid of the archaic law that banned barbers from working on Sundays. You know, these blue laws they used to have in the old times.
A lot of them are still active.
And nobody was, you know, like people that got haircuts on Sundays for years. Nobody, you know, recognized the law. It wasn't enforced. Stupid.
Can't they go through all that shit and get it all over with and take it all out at once?
You know, they ought to elect a guy who just, you know, go through this weed out the dumb shit.
Yeah.
Bring it up for a vote and let's shoot it down or not. Isn't that what an ombudsman does? I don't know. What the hell is an ombudsman? Or the comptroller. One of those guys.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
How are you talking?
Now, in Minnesota, like Burnsville, Minnesota, they brought out a goldfish from the lake.
Yeah.
18 inches long, this bad boy was, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah. They're a very hardy breed, and if you have one that you got in a carnival or something, you know, you're not supposed to throw it into the lakes and stuff, your natural waterways, because they compete with your native species. They kind of take over. Carp.
Did not know that. That's interesting.
This is a beauty, man. This thing's huge. And that's the thing with a goldfish. I used to be in the, what they call it, not ichthyologist, something like that. I used to keep fish. I had three tanks going at one point. And the thing about a goldfish, they're easy to keep because they're cold water. You don't need heaters.
Yeah.
But they will grow as big as the space that you give them. So if you stick one in a fucking lake, you're going to get an 18-inch fucking goldfish.
Yeah, I never knew that. Yeah. I thought they were just little tiny things that died. You flush down the clear, that's it. What a thing.
Well, for the 98% of them, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, I know everybody's hoping that this, you know, this subpar edition of the news will end with something like a poop story.
I know I am.
Should have ended with the guy that broke in and cleaned the joint. That's.
I like that guy.
I'm petting your cat right now. I don't have a cat. I'll get the deuce on that. All right. Here's the headline. U.S. expert tells China to stop shitting in contested waters. Chinese ships. These are Chinese Navy ships, and they're in this disputed waterway. It's around the Philippines somewhere. Not exactly sure where, but the Chinese and, you know, the Philippines are claiming the water. I guess the waters are resource rich, they say. And these Chinese ships are just dumping their poop, untreated poop, right into the water there and putting your foot down. Yeah.
You can't have that.
No Chinese poop allowed. So, I don't know. Seemed funny at the time. What are you going to do?
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
All right.
Kumquats.
There it is.
Boner hose.
Hot damn.
Yeah, man. I was looking for boner hose, and all I could find was a kumquat. Really? Cake thinks we played that before.
Really? I don't remember playing that.
It's all just kind of becoming one thing. I'm glad she's...
And that's a good dude. Friday night Grenache. So, all right.
Very good. Yeah, man. Yeah. Little toots. Little toots in the background here, man. You know, you got a little toots. A pescatarian? What the hell is pescatarian? I got nothing on that apple cheek. Just bet you can't find a pescatarian song. Yeah, I think, what is it? We're trying to figure out what vegetarians and, I thought vegans ate eggs, but were otherwise vegetarian. So vegan, you don't eat any. So you
any
can be a vegetarian
stuff.
And eat eggs? I don't know. But I ain't giving up my eggs, man. Sorry. They're just too versatile, man.
And you're bacon.
Staff the Egg Council. Nah, you know what? I haven't had bacon since Lassie was a pup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But now do you got
like
a hankering for it? Now do you thinking about it?
Nah.
Nah, okay.
I like the pork products now and again, but I could live without them. I could live without them. Gotta have my eggies. Dippy eggs
man
on rice.
Man eats his eggs.
Man, they're just... Is there anything you can't do with an egg? You know,
Tomorrow
scramble
morning,
and fry
egg McMuffin. Egg McMuffin tomorrow.
Egg McMuffin. I eat a lot of those these days. I have the English muffin and put the fried egg on there. Beauty.
I get it every Saturday on my way to work. My Saturday morning. There you go.
How's come those are so greasy, though?
They are.
When I make it at home,
slap that shit off.
It's not like sliding out of my fingers. But I get one of those Mickey D's, and it's like, what the? Where are they? What are they? Just slather it in oil or something before they put it
who
in.
Who knows what
that?
I have no idea.
Boy, them things are greasy. Is it greasy or greasy?
Good question.
Now, I was talking to this lady. Got doing a gig for this thing. This is neither here nor there, but she tells me her email over the phone, and it's her first name, Catherine. Catherine.
Yeah.
E-R-Y-N spelling, Catherine, right?
Okay.
And that always starts with a K. You know, I mean... 99%.
Yeah.
So she spells it out and she goes K-A-P-F-E-R-Y-N. And I read it back. K-A-P-E-R-Y-N.
And that's it?
Yes.
That's the way she spells
yes.
it?
Yeah.
Yes.
K-A-P-A-P-H. Yes. Okay. Of course, the email came back, you know, in my face.
Yeah.
Whatever that mailer dome demon thing is. That's like all those emails go to Satan, you know, and he sends you back a letter. It's just to notify you, your email, what the hell?
She was having you on?
I called her up, and I said, you know, can you, you know, send, she goes, I'll text you the link, you know, and it was Catherine, C-A-T-H, you know, because when I called her up, and I said, cause I'm not getting it, it's K-A-P-H-E-R-Y-N,
and
she goes, yeah, the E-R-Y-N was my mom's wacky thing, and I'm thinking, E-R-Y-N isn't the problem here for me. PH.
P.S.
Catherine.
P.S., honey. That's funny that she says it and she also hears it that way.
Man. I'm going, I'm trying to as hard as I can. Oh, yeah. P. You know.
Oh, man.
It, like that happens. You know what else happens?
That is
fucking
very
poultice.
Poultice.
Yeah, that was a weird one. But we got it through and, you know, everything's groovy.
Now, if you drew her funny head, you would actually spell it out that on the bottom of the picture. That's the way she pronounces it and spells it.
Well, because she wanted an invoice for the gig, so I sent it and I said, "Dear Catherine," you know, on the one that went to hell. Polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Birthday pretty soon. Everyone is feeling fine, having a big kielbasa time. Ta-ra-ra, boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I feel so gay. Ta-ra-ra, boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I walk this way. You don't know what we do just to be in space with you. Everyone shoot the moon. Happy birthday pretty soon. Jerry, he is hot. He wants to be an astronaut. Ta-ra-ra, boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I feel so gay. Ta-ra-ra, boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I walk this way. Everyone shoot the moon. Happy birthday pretty soon. You don't know what I got. Let me be your astronaut. Everyone shoot the moon. Happy birthday pretty soon. Now girls don't play hard to get. Just give us a little bit. Ta-ra-ra, boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I feel so gay. Ta-ra-ra, boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I walk this way.
Love for that one, absolutely.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I liked it. You liked it. The American people liked it.
Mary Moon liked it.
I missed it, man. I wanted to do this one.
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Not letting that one go.
I'm going to enter that. I'm going to enter that class action suit with Uncle Bobo.
that.
Remember the original Possum Hour page on Facebook?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck Boo.
Yep.
And it kicked me off. That's my real email. That's the email I do business on. That's the email I was talking about just before with that client.
I can't
have a Facebook account with that email. You know why? Because it's banned.
It's banned.
Banned. When, was it my fault? Was that my fault? No. I'm not going to name names, but they know who they are.
There's
some of them apologized to me. Some of them went on and did not apologize.
And thank God one disappeared.
But that was a classic, man.
Yeah.
With an S, Apple Cheeks. Well, there was... I own them both, though. I secured that one with the Z, too. It was a completely innocent post. Santa Claus was delivering a possum down a chimney. And all of a sudden, World War III broke out in the comment section. And it went on. There were like six.
Long
was it
time.
Like 600 comments?
Something
and
like that.
And one more
every
incendiary than the... Oh, my God. I don't think I read the whole thing. Who could?
A lot of Christmas
It was like Tolstoy smoked some crystal meth. I don't know. How else do you describe that, man?
That was wild.
And then I sent out an email. I sent out a PM to the Virginian page. Hey man, look at this podcast, Bossmar. It's real cool, you know. And like 5 minutes after I sent that, I got kicked off of Facebook.
I didn't know that. No shit.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck me. Fuck me. And luckily, I had crafted the letter for a while. You know, the message.
Yeah.
I just didn't, like, type something out. And I saved it so I could, you know, look it over and tweak it and make, you know, just say the right thing so I could get this guy on the podcast. So I had one of the last draft that I'd saved, so I sent that from my personal page, and we reeled him in.
And that was okay. That's
Canadian. Good. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, it's like 10 minutes, honest to God, 10 minutes after I sent it, I'm like, this is it, the final draft. I'm going to get James Drury on the show. Send. And then like, all of a sudden, the page just went out. You're done. Get out of here. We don't like you no more. Facebook doesn't like your kind. I was so mad. The email, I made up a new email, and it was my name with 666 after it. To this day, that's my... I was
bring
pissed.
The devil into it.
Canadian. That's where my emails all... Half my emails go to the devil, so, you know.
There you go.
Well,
so why not?
We're chums. We're amigos.
Good guy.
Hey, I invented a religion without devil, so you don't have to worry. I don't know. It's more fun than the other.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got, man? We got a couple minutes here. Canadian.
Play something on us.
All right. How about this?
One last song about Kratom. Before I go to sleep on the Kratom's tender knee, I drift away in a sea of what I always knew, that Kratom could be. Kratom can make you change. had to go.
So sad.
But I only got one song left in me.
Only one song left.
Only
me.
One song about Kratom.
Only one more song about Kratom.
Only one more song.
Do it again, I like it.
It's still 10 seconds short, man. Just, I ain't living right.
Well, that was strong as crap cradle. And there you have it.
I had a little before the show.
I did.
Chatty Cathy.
Alrighty. Good stuff.
Oh, geez. Where's Tommy, man? Tommy!
Play us out, Tommy.
Yeah, man, I decided to... Man, I tell you what. I didn't feel like going out to a crowded place tonight, man. That's why we're doing a show.
Was that tonight? The hell, Hellroy's?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good.
Kind of feel bad not showing up, but I don't know, man. If it had been a Thursday night, I might have gone. I don't know, but it's just like, I could stay home, do the show, and not be exposed to the Delta variant.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no one wearing masks.
I would have to take a lot of credit before going there.
Yeah. Plus, you got crowds and it's loud.
Uh-huh.
Hearing shot as it is. Yeah. I feel bad about that. I gotta make that right before the day is done. But that was my chance. It was real close.
Yeah. Well, we'll play more Hellroy's.
Yeah. I'd like to, I don't know. It'd be nice if I had a date. I was going to go with number two son, but, you know, he's like me. He's not that into doing shit like that either. So it's like, here's a couple of guys going, gang, 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 you know.
Don't want to be there.
Yeah, it's not a hip scene for us. Yeah, well. We are who we are, man. Can't
exactly.
Apologize for that. You can't apologize for that. That's the hand you was dealt there, or the cards you chose, or whatever the fuck. The hand you're holding now. You know. Well, you know, you pick a couple cards from the deck, you never know what's going to happen.
There you have it.
The luck of the draw, man. That's what it is.
DNA chance. That's it.
All right, man. Well, I guess we'll do it Monday if I survive tomorrow. You know,
all right. Sounds good.
It's a pretty
sounds
good possibility.
Good.
Possibility yeah. I'll make it out alive. So. Hopefully you'll do the same.
I'll try.
Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
We forgot to beam out. Jesus Christ.
Oh, beam out. Yeah. Christ.
Man, I'm out of practice. I agree. I blame it on the Kratom, too. See you Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!